My name is Dr. Daniel Walker and I'm here to talk to you today about the Think Cancer Project. Delays to cancer diagnosis in the UK are a significant contributor to poorer cancer outcomes when compared with similar developed countries. Think Cancer is a behavioural change intervention which aims to promote early diagnosis of cancer in primary care using a whole practice approach. The intervention is made up of three workshops, the first of which targets clinical staff and aims to provide an update on cancer diagnosis and safety netting. The second workshop has been designed with reception staff in mind and aims to raise awareness of potential cancer symptoms. In the third and final workshop, the whole practice team is encouraged to come together and produce their own bespoke cancer safety netting plan and to appoint a cancer safety netting champion. The Think Cancer Phase 2 feasibility trial sets out to test a proposed study to assess the effectiveness and cost effectiveness of the Think Cancer intervention. 30 practices from across Wales were recruited and randomised in a 2-to-1 interventions control ratio. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the workshops were modified to be delivered in an online format. Practice characteristics, including primary care interval, 2-week wait referral rates, conversion rates, and detection rates, were collected at baseline and 6 months post-randomisation. Participant feedback forms were completed following each workshop, and 2 months post-intervention delivery, staff were asked to complete a NOMAD questionnaire. A selection of staff from the intervention and control groups were also selected to undergo qualitative interviews. The feasibility study met its recruitment criteria, with 21 practices being randomised to the intervention group. 80% of practices returned baseline data collection, and 70% returned follow-up data. Feedback from the workshops and the NOMAD questionnaire suggested that participants felt overwhelmingly positive about the Think Cancer intervention, both immediately following workshop delivery and at 2 months follow-up. The process evaluation highlighted the time-consuming nature and complexities of data collection, particularly the PCI interval, although practices felt this was still worthwhile. The economic evaluation put the cost of intervention delivery at £1,311 per practice. The feasibility study has highlighted several lessons which have been taken into account when designing the next phase of the Think Cancer project. These include the benefits of delivering workshops remotely, which enables multiple practices to attend in one day, reduces costs, and allows for the cross-pollination of ideas between different practices. The reach of workshops was difficult to gauge, and a future trial will need to address this. Consideration should also be given to employing a third party to collect primary care interval data, as this would remove the potential for bias and lessen the workload on practices. The lessons used from this Phase 2 feasibility trial are being used to inform the next stage of Think Cancer, a Phase 3 study to assess the effectiveness and cost effectiveness of the Think Cancer intervention.